From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Catherine Wheeler. State Treasurer Eric Schmidt says Missouri's public pension system is continually failing to meet projections, the Columbia Missourian reports. Today, Schmidt urged a joint committee of lawmakers to address the pension system's structural problems, saying it could bankrupt the state. He says part of the problem is unrealistic expectations for returns on investment, and as a result, the Missouri State Employees Retirement System has missed its projected returns 16 out of the last 17 years. He says it's underfunded by over $5 billion. Schmidt says the pension plan is 60% funded and that 80% is considered healthy. He says the funding deficit has the potential to affect the funding for schools, roads, and other public works. Schmidt's address comes after the state retirement system announced a plan to offer buyouts to some state employees who no longer work for the state and who are not yet eligible to receive retirement funds. About 17,000 Missourians would be eligible for the voluntary program. A federal appeals court will rehear a lawsuit stemming from the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the full 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed yesterday to hear Dorian Johnson's lawsuit. Johnson was with Brown when Brown was shot by Officer Darren Wilson in 2014. Wilson was not charged and later resigned, but the shooting of an unarmed black 18-year-old by a white officer led to months of protests. Johnson's lawsuit alleges that Wilson illegally detained Johnson and that Wilson's actions were part of a pattern of misconduct by Ferguson police. Lawyers for Ferguson, former police chief Tom Jackson, and Wilson sought dismissal of the lawsuit. A federal judge and appeals court refused to throw out the case. A Missouri House panel will look into an ethics complaint about a colleague who remarked on social media that he hopes whoever vandalized a Confederate monument will be, quote, hung from a tall tree with a long rope. House Speaker Todd Richardson says he will refer a resolution about Representative Warren Love to the bipartisan House Ethics Committee, whose proceedings are secret. House Minority Leader Gail McCann-Beatty says Love should be disciplined for essentially encouraging lynching. Love has apologized but has declined to resign. Administrators at the University of Missouri are preparing to release results from a 2016 campus climate survey, which they say reflects room for improvement. KBIA's Hannah Haynes has more.
The Campus Climate Survey, which included responses from nearly 10,000 students, faculty, and staff, shows that high percentages of students, faculty, and staff at MU have seriously considered leaving the university, with more than 40% of students considering it in their first and second years each. UM's System President Moon Choi says the survey shows that the reasons for this are mostly interactions or experiences with peer groups and coworkers.
And while institutional policies are very important, it really is a climate survey of not the buildings in this university, but the people. And so we really have to think about how individually we're going to be contributing to creating that inclusive environment. So I believe that's going to be a major emphasis for all of us.
Lack of emotional and peer support was also cited as a major contributing factor. Chancellor Alexander Cartwright, along with Choi, said the school plans to spread awareness about different resources for students and staff on campus. The full 700-page report will be released Monday, September 18th. Hannah Haynes, KBIA News.
Missouri legislators say they want to develop a proposal to reverse cuts to services for the elderly and disabled. Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard and House Speaker Todd Richardson said they have asked colleagues to develop plans over the next 3 weeks. I'm Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News, Columbia.